came along with me to meet Jefferson. He stood up slowly when we walked into the shabby foyer, setting down a Reader's Digest half his age. "Father Mendez, Colonel Jefferson," I said. "You went to some trouble to find me." "No," he said. "It was some trouble to get here, but the computer tracked you down in a few seconds." "To Fargo?" "I knew you'd take a bicycle. There was only one place to do that at the airport, and you left them an address." "You pulled rank." "Not on civilians. I showed them my ID and said I was your doctor, which is not false." "I'm okay now. You can go." He laughed. "Wrong on both counts. Can we sit?"
"We have a place," Mendez said. "Follow me."
"What is a place?" Jefferson said.
"A place where we can sit."
They looked at each other for a moment, and Jefferson nodded. 2 doors down the corridor, we turned into an unmarked room. It had a mahogany conference table with overstuffed chairs and an auto bar.
"Something to drink?"
Jefferson and I wanted water and wine. Mendez asked for apple juice. The bar wheelie brought our drinks while we were sitting down.
"Is there some way we can help each other?"
Mendez said, folding his hands on his small paunch.
"There are some things Sergeant Class might shed some light on."
He stared at me for 1 second.
"I suddenly made full colonel and had orders cut for Fort Powell. Nobody in brigade knew anything about it. The orders came from Washington, some medical personnel redistribution group."
"This was a bad thing?" Mendez said.
"No, I was gratified. I've never been happy with the Texas and Portobello posting, and this move took me back to the area where I grew up. I'm still in the middle of moving, settling in, but I was going through my appointment calendar yesterday, and your name came up. I was scheduled to jack with you and see how well the antidepressants are working."
"They're working fine. Are you traveling thousands of miles to check up on all your old patients?"
"Of course not, but I punched up your file out of curiosity, almost automatically. And what do you know? There's no record of your having contemplated suicide. And it seems you have new orders cut, too, authorized by the same Major General in Washington who cut my orders. But you're not part of the Medical Personnel Redistribution Group. You're in a training program for assimilation into command structure. A soldier who wanted to commit suicide because he killed someone. That's interesting. And so I trace you down to here. A rest home for soldiers who aren't so old, and some of whom aren't soldiers."
"So you want to lose your colonelcy," Mendez said, "and go back to Texas, to Portobello?"
"Not at all. I'll risk telling you this. I didn't go through channels. I don't want to rock the boat."
He pointed at me.
"But I have a patient here and a mystery I'd like to solve."
"The patient's fine," I said. "The mystery is something you don't want to be involved in." There was a long, thick silence.
"People know where I am."
"We don't mean to threaten you or frighten you," Mendez said. "But there's no way you have the clearance to be told about this. Julian can't let you jack with him for that reason."
"I have top-secret clearance."
"I know."
Mendez leaned forward and said quietly,
"Your ex-wife's name is Eudora, and you have 2 children, Pash, who's in medical school in Ohio, and Roger, who's in a New Orleans dance company. You were born on 5 March 1990, and your blood type is O negative. Do you want to know your dog's name?"
"You're not threatening me with this."
"I'm trying to communicate with you."
"But you're not even in the military. Nobody here is except Sergeant Class."
"That should tell you something. You have top secret clearance, and yet my identity is concealed from you."
The colonel shook his head.
He leaned back and drank some wine. There's been time enough for somebody to find out these things about me. I can't decide whether you're some kind of super spook or just one of the best bullshit artists I've ever come across.
If I were bluffing, I'd threaten you now. But you know that, and that's why you said what you just said.
And so you threaten me by making no threat?
Mendez laughed. Takes one to know one. I will admit to being a psychiatrist.
But you're not in the AMA database.
Not anymore.
Priest and psychiatrist is an odd combination. I don't suppose the Catholic Church has any record of you either.
That's harder to control. It would be cooperative of you not to check.
I don't have any reason to cooperate with you. If you're not going to shoot me or throw me in a dungeon.
Dungeon's too much paperwork, Mendez said. Julian, you've jacked with him. What do you think?
I remembered a thread from the Common Mind session. He's completely sincere about doctor-patient confidentiality. Thank you. So, if you left the room, he and I could talk patient to doctor, but there's a catch.
There is indeed, Mendez said.
He remembered the thread as well.
A trade you might not want to make.
What's that?
Brain surgery.
You could be told what we're doing here, I said. But we'd have to make it so that no one could learn it from you. Memory erasure, Jefferson said.
That wouldn't be enough, Mendez said. We'd have to erase the memory of not only this trip and everything associated with it, but also your memories of treating Julian and people who knew him. That's too extensive.
What we'd have to do, I said, is take out your jack and fry all the neural connections. Would you be willing to give that up forever, to be let in on a secret? The jack is essential to my profession, he said. And I'm used to it. Would feel incomplete without it. For the secret of the universe, maybe. Not for the secret of St. Bartholomew's home. Someone knocked on the door, and Mendez said to come in. It was Mark LaBelle, holding a clipboard over his chest.
May I have a word with you, Father Mendez?
When Mendez left, Jefferson leaned over toward me. You're here of your own free will, he said. No one's coerced you.
No one.
Thoughts of suicide? Nothing could be farther from my mind.
The possibility was still back there, but I wanted to see how this turned out. If the universe ceased to exist, it would take me with it anyhow. I suspected that that would be the attitude of someone resigned to suicide, and that realization may have shone on my face.
But something's bothering you, Jefferson said.
When did you last meet someone with nothing bothering them?
Mendez came through the door alone, carrying the clipboard. The lock on the door clicked behind him.
Interesting.
He asked the bar for a cup of coffee and sat down.
You've taken a month's leave, Doctor.
Sure, moving.
People expect you back in, what, a day or two?
Soon.
What people? You're not married or living with anyone?
Friends, colleagues.
Sure.
He handed the clipboard to Jefferson. He glanced at the top sheet and the one under it. You can't do this. How could you do this? I couldn't read what was on either sheet, but they were some sort of signed orders.
Obviously I can. As to how...
He shrugged.
Faith can move mountains.
What is it?
I'm TD-wide here for 3 weeks. Vacation canceled. What the hell is going on? We had to make a decision while you were still in the building. You've been invited to join our little project here.
I declined the invitation.
He tossed the clipboard down and stood up.
Let me out of here.
Once we've had a chance to talk, you'll be free to stay or go.
He opened a box inlaid in the table's surface and unreeled a red jack and a green one.
One way.
No way! You can't force me to jack with you.
Actually, that's true.
He gave me a significant look.
I couldn't do anything of the sort.
I could, I said, and pulled the knife out of my pocket. I pushed the button and the blade flicked out, and then began to hum and glow.
Are you threatening me with a weapon, Sergeant?
No, I'm not, Colonel. I raised the blade to my neck and looked at my watch. If you aren't jacked in 30 seconds, you'll have to watch me cut my own throat. He swallowed hard.
You're bluffing.
No, I'm not. My hand started to tremble. But I suppose you've lost patience before.
What is so goddamned important about this thing?
Jack and find out. I didn't look at him. 15 seconds.
He will, you know, Mendez said. I've jacked with him. His death will be your fault.
He shook his head and walked back to the table.
I'm not sure of that, but you seem to have me trapped.
He sat down and slid the jack in. I turned off the knife. I think I was bluffing. Watching people who are jacked is about as interesting as watching people sleep. There was nothing to read in the room, but there was a notepad and stylus, so I wrote a letter to Amelia, outlining what had been going on. After about 10 minutes, they started to nod regularly, so I finished the letter quickly, encrypted it, and sent it. Jefferson unjacked and buried his face in his hands. Mendez unjacked and stared at him.
It's a lot to assimilate all at once, he said. But I really didn't know where to stop.
You did right, Jefferson said, muffled. I had to have it all.
He sat back and exhaled.
Have to link with the 20 now, of course.
You're on our side? I said.
Sides? I don't think you have a snowball's chance, but yes, I want to be part of it.
He's more committed than you are, Mendez said.
Committed, but not convinced.
Julian, Jefferson said, with all due respect for your years as a mechanic and all the suffering you've gone through for what you've seen, for having killed that boy, it may be that I know more about war and its evil than you do. Second-hand knowledge, admittedly.
He scraped the sweat off his forehead with the blade of his hand.
But the 14 years I've spent trying to put soldiers' lives back together makes me a pretty good recruit for this army.
I wasn't really surprised at that. A patient doesn't get too much unguarded feedback from his therapist. It's like a one-way jack with a few controlled thoughts and feelings seeping back. But I knew how much he hated the killing, and what the killing did to the killers. Amelia shut down her machine for the day and was stacking papers, ready to go home, long bath, and a nap, when a short, bald man tapped on her office door.
Professor Harding?
What can I do for you?
Cooperate.
He handed her an unsealed, plain envelope.
My name is Harold Ingram, Major Harold Ingram. I'm an attorney for the Army's Office of Technology Assessment.
She unfolded 3 pages of fine print.
So would you care to tell me in plain English what this is all about? Oh, it's very simple. A paper that you co-authored for the Astrophysical Journal was found to contain material germane to weapons research.
Wait, that paper never got past peer review. It was rejected. How could your office hear of it?
I honestly don't know.